Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Here we go!
He's broken the mic.
No, I haven't. The mic's on the cock. The mic's on the wonk there. We got a wonk. Because I've got to talk into the bit where the little symbol is. But the little symbol... No.
Here we go again.
But the little the little symbol isn't at the front. It's at the side. Well, that screws everything up. Good evening, dear listener. It's Friday. I've been a whole week without going nuts and smearing feces on the wall of a studio. That's got to be some kind of record. I'm talking into the right bit. I don't even know how this is possible. I'm tempted to.
No.
I'm going to unscrew it.
Don't.
I'm unscrewing.
Don't unscrew.
There we go. I've twisted. There we go. I fixed it. Oh, 344. I'm not giving out the number. I will in a second. Turn my computer off because it buzzes. I'm glad that fault has been fixed. The Late Night Alternative with me, Ian Lee. What's your name, lady?
Catherine Boyle.
And you can call in about absolutely anything you want. And tonight, dear listener, I really do urge you to call in because there is absolutely... There is nothing... This is why... I've worked out why this is why Brexit is going on for so long. Because it turns out without Brexit, there's nothing. There's nothing. I've got three stories in the from the papers, right? All from The Sun. One about a bus, one about piranhas, and one about sewers. That's it. Got one story from online, and that's about the weird family with the bowl cuts that kept their kids in prison. I mean, it's not exactly light-hearted, you know, man chops off penis to go viral video kind of fun, is it? It's not fun. So tonight, of all nights, I urge thee, please.
Sorry.
Hey, I'm on telly tonight. I was going to say proper telly, it's button five. But 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock or 11:05, I'm on a TV show with Danny Baker, right? I sing two songs with a band. I sing I'm a Believer by the Monkees. And I sing Africa by Toto. I sing Africa. That was, anyway, that's on at 11. I'm tempted, can we just watch it? Can we just play that out? I don't quite know how the laws work. But surely, if it's me... We can just play that out for an hour. I think that's how it works.
I don't think you own the copyright.
I own the copyright to this little visage. But that's on. What would be great is if you could phone up while the TV show is on and let me know whether it was... Well, I mean, it was worth doing because I got paid very, very, very well. But let's just say, Catherine, you came to the record.
Yeah.
It would be fair to say it was a long old session. It was very, very dry in that studio, wasn't it?
There was a strange vibe.
Very dry, strange vibe.
I mean, I haven't been in a studio audience since Family Fortunes about 1998.
Okay.
And I know things have changed, but there were people in the audience on their phones.
Yeah, people. Yeah, they were, weren't they? Very strange vibe. Very long record. Took like 3 hours to record. So I'm hoping that they've managed to tighten it up. Beef up the laugh track a little bit. I've got no problems with that. Beef up the laugh track a little bit. And maybe, just maybe, they turned into a winner. But listen, you know me, guys. I can take criticism. If you don't dig it, then just let me know, and I can take it. But I'm really hoping that they've turn the computer on now, Sam. They've beefed up the laugh track.
God, this is the audience as they were leaving. This is how much fun they had. Okay, you can stop the computer now. It's annoying because you know when I'm going to do a sound effect because you'll hear me say to Sam, can you turn the computer on now, please? Okay, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Martin. Good evening, Martin.
Good evening, Ian and Cathy.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello there, Martin.
Can I give my 100% as a working-class guy living in Birmingham, right, who's had his property flooded out twice in 6 years, right?
I don't care about your property.
And I do remember last year phoning up about this, like.
I don't care about your property being flooded.
Can I give my 100% to all these people in London, right?
Yes.
The middle classes, these upper-class people, like, protesting against climate change, like.
Hang on a second. How do you know they're middle class and upper class? Where's your evidence for that?
It's been portrayed, right?
Who's it being portrayed by?
By all the media, like that. All
okay,
tough,
and you
like,
believe they're not?
Lefties
they're and toffs and lefties, are they?
Yeah.
What media are you getting this from, Martin?
Talk Radio and LBC.
Well, guess what? They might be slightly biased, and Talk Radio and LBC might be talking bollocks. I'm telling you, as the official spokesman for Talk Radio now, that they're not all middle class and toffs, and they're not all lefties. So who are you going to believe, Ghostbusters?
Well, all I believe, like, is when water's come through my property, like.
I couldn't care less about water coming through your property.
Why not?
Because I don't live in your property, but I do live on this planet, and so do my kids, and so I do care about this planet, and I care about the planet in the future for the kids. These people are brave, noble people. Hey, here's the thing, right?
Yeah?
There's been no violence at these protests.
I'm on their side. What are you on about?
Sorry?
I'm on their side.
Well, then why are you calling them toffs and upper class and lefties, you muppet?
Don't call me a muppet. I told her.
You're a muppet.
Ian, don't you listen to, like, your 2 years, like. I'm sticking up for them, like.
I'm listening to you, and you keep... All I'm hearing is the word like.
They are being portrayed as lefties and all these posh...
Well, you just... Hang on a minute. Now you're saying they're not lefties and posh people, but that you just...
No,
did you just say that they were?
Tell you what. You don't listen.
I listen. You don't speak properly, like.
Yeah, because I'm from Birmingham, and you think I'm a thick lot.
I do think you're thick, but not everyone from Birmingham is thick.
Well,
here's someone from Birmingham who's more intelligent than you. Say hello to Alan.
Number 17 calling in.
Oh, Alan, what about you down Harbin Stores on the quiz the other week?
Excuse me, I'm not bothered about my stores. I've been barbing that pub for the last 5 years.
You've been cheating on the quiz down Harbin. You know what about that.
I've been barbing the stores for the last 5 years.
Alan, right? You was on the Tennessee bus the other week, like, and he was shouting and screaming. I remember you from upstairs, like, so hang on, Alan.
Again, but don't you start on me. I was ringing to give in a programme he was going to be on tonight, and you're dragging me off.
Alan, you were cheating on the quizzes down
half. Excuse me, I don't like your attitude, sir. You're giving Birmingham people like me a bad name.
Oh, thank you. You're so snobby, aren't you, Alan?
No, but you're top of the lefty.
Well, maybe Alan Wright, when you're on the 22 bus and going into Birmingham, you're always shouting and screaming downstairs.
I can only apologise.
You're top of the lefty, sir.
Alan.
You're top of the lefty.
He's saying lefty, not lesby.
Alan, you're so
top and a lefty.
Alan, what is it you were screaming down?
Excuse me, you haven't answered my question. I agree to you, sir, that you are top and a lefty.
And you flipping up your beanbags out, like, remember the beanstalk? You have all your beanbags out.
I have no idea what's going on.
At least I've got a ball to ring up every night.
Let's listen.
You just use this one call to slag me off.
No, Alan, right?
Here's the thing, this is what Birmingham's like. I worked there for 2 years. This is what it's like. Anyway, go, carry on, guys. We're enjoying this.
Anyway, Alan Wright, do you remember, like, with the bin strike, you left all your...
Stop saying
like. Don't get me started on the bin strike. But
bin strike?
Bin.
Sorted.
You know, like, by me, Bartley Green, what, you left your bean bags out.
No
like.
Idea.
You left his bin bags out?
You're the bin bag. Even if you
are tough and a lefty, sir, and you've never had your bins collected for the last year. You're the one that's probably complained to the council.
Bin sold.
I told the council, right, Alan, will you get your facts straight for a starter, like? You left all your bloody bean bags
everyone
out.
Everyone has to leave their bin bags out. Not just me, everyone had to live in Maggown. It affected everybody in Birmingham. Not just me. So why are you singling me out as the whole representative of Birmingham?
OK, I think that's enough of Birmingham news. We'll be doing that again every Friday, 10 o'clock, quarter past 10, Birmingham news.
Is bin bags a euphemism?
I don't know. I've got no idea. I was getting every fifth word. Very micro call there for a national radio station. Thank you for that, gentlemen. That really has set the tone for what I'm sure is going to be a feisty evening. Russ, you'll be next. 0344 499 1000. You wouldn't get that on LBC or BBC WM. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Take a trip into the alternate reality of Late Night Radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
The Late Night Alternative.
Hello, hello.
With Ian Lee.
Is there anybody out there?
On Talk Radio.
Hello.
Okay, let's try again, shall we? The problem I've got with Extinction Rebellion is, and it's a big problem, it's a big problem. These are the protesters in London, and I got a big problem with them. The problem is their logo sucks. The logo sucks and it's too big. It's a big green circle. It's too big. It's too big. It was smaller, more discreet, and a better logo. My mate Scott would have done a better logo. Mm. Did the logo for my record label, 7A Records, and it's great. So that's my only problem with them. Otherwise, I want to say thank you for considering my children. Thanks very much indeed. Let's go to 03444991000. Let's go to Russ. Good evening, Russ.
Evening, Ian.
Do you remember, Russ, do you remember, Catherine, you'll remember, do you remember Boring Russ that used to phone all the time?
Oh,
then,
yeah.
Then when we called him out, he just started being very, very rude online. But this is interesting, Russ. I like this, Russ. He's a cool guy. I mean, it's always good to spend time in your company, Russ.
Hopefully I can prove that. But anyway, you were on about a programme that you made with Danny Baker, but Sam's already told me. It's going to be on at 11 o'clock.
It's going to be on at 11 o'clock on button 5 on your television sets, channel 5.
Press
button number 5 and you will see me singing Africa by Toto and generally acting the giddy goat.
Don't like that track at all.
Oh, well, do you like I'm a Believer by the Monkees?
Of course.
Then you will enjoy 50% of the songs I perform.
How many do you do?
You do the math. Here's the thing.
Only two.
They asked me, they said, right, Ian, everyone's going to be singing a song. Do you fancy doing it? You don't have to. And I went, oh, yeah, I'd love to. Everyone's going to be doing it. Yeah, yeah. I said, I'd love to.
But what's the billing of the programme, Ian? How's it billed? In the Radio Times or whatever?
It's Celebrity Party Time. Is it called Celebrity?
No, right. Game Night.
Celebrity Game Night.
Anyone else on it besides you and Danny?
It's just me and Danny Baker just playing a game of chess.
Who wins?
I'm not going to spoil
Sport.
That.
Sport wins.
No spoilers here.
There's no spoilers here, Russ. Well, I hope you take that. I don't care what you do. Go and live your life. Be young. Be free, young man.
Is it an hour-long programme or half an hour? Or how long does it last?
It's an hour-long programme.
Including adverts.
But... Okay, Russ, yes, that's how television works. Thank you very much indeed. Dear God. really was... hey, guys, if you're going to tweet me, if you're going to tweet me insults, Jamadef, use a real photo. Look, don't use a stock image photo, guys. Jamadef says, sorry, mate, but you really have been taken in by these morons. I don't think he's talking about you and Sam, Catherine. If you truly worry about your kids, then ensure they never grow up into idiots like the ones protesting. Egotistical narcissists who want to appear woke as possible to the public. Leftist morons. And he sent me another one where he called me a bellend.
Oh, I was going to say, what have you done today to make you feel proud? And there it is.
Thank you for that, man. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Here's the thing. I genuinely thank those people for going out and, you know, trying to raise awareness. Is it going to achieve anything? Probably not. Probably not. Nothing changes. But good for them. Good for them doing it in a peaceful way. Good for them having a party. Hey, listen, here's the thing. You know, London, it belongs to you. It belongs to me. It belongs to us. If we want to go and do samba dancing on Oxford Street, we'll go and do samba dancing on Oxford Street.
If I want to wear tie-dye on a weekday, I will.
Exactly. You can't tell us. And also, why is it... Here's the thing. Leftist doesn't work as an insult to me. Leftist... Bellend... speaking of bellends, I was listening to George Galloway early on. That's not what I'm talking about. Computer on, please. Did anyone else hear this? This is a guest on George Galloway's show. Let me put my headies on so I can have a listen to this.
Now, there's a big... summit coming up next week. Tell us about it.
Well, this is a Bellend Road.
Bellend Road. That's what the guy's saying, isn't he? The guy is saying Bellend Road.
Now, there's a big summit coming up next week. Tell us about it.
Well, this is a Bellend Road.
I mean, come on, man. Computer off. That's outrageous behaviour, isn't it? Honestly, very, very little material... for tonight's show. I think it's a full moon tonight.
Yes, it was very close to that last night.
It was a pink moon yesterday, which is the name of a Nick Drake album. It was pink moon. But I believe tonight is the full moon. So we should be getting the weirdest of the weird.
Mm.
We should be. But with very little for us to talk about. By the way, it's great to have you back.
Yes.
You were missed yesterday.
Good.
How was it? You were interring.
Yes.
Not internment.
Interring.
Interment.
Interment.
Interment. Not internment. That means
no.
Like.
Tear is in earth.
Okay. Right. You're sending your grandmother. I'm not making light of it. A little bit.
I'm putting her in with my granddad.
Putting her in with your granddad. How was that? Was that all right? Her ashes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, if not, she was very very small at the end.
Well, you do shrink the older...
She was tiny.
You get, don't
you? It was
you?
Really sad the way she went after 93 years of being generally hilarious and often unintentional.
How many people said to you, she had a good innings? I hate that phrase. Because first of all, I don't like cricket. Secondly, you're saying they were right to die then. Yeah, they've overstayed their welcome, have they? All right, fine. Thanks a lot. Get stuffed. Anyone says they had good innings, I'm going to punch them in the nose.
I don't think anyone did because... the demise was so quick and so shocking and so sudden. She had cancer and didn't realise it. And as soon as she knew about it, it was like someone had given her permission, you know, permission
that
to
was
die,
it.
Please,
that
sir.
Was it, yeah.
So, you know, it's been a year. She died on the 1st of April last year.
Really
there's been a lot of sort of legal wranglings and stuff that meant we couldn't do it before. Not because there was any sort of suspicion about how she went or anything, but just the way, you know, the solicitor and all that kind of stuff. And so... generally, it would have been worse, I think, if we hadn't had kind of a lot of hilarious family stuff going on just before.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were waiting for my auntie to turn up. They'd gone the long way and got lost in a kind of hilarious fashion, all that sort of stuff. So the actual sad bit was only 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we all went and had something to eat together and it was nice.
Yeah,
but,
good. Life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Circle of life, that's it.
And
the best we can hope for.
And actually, yeah, that's what happens if you win and you've got your family around you. And there was a moment where we'd arrived there a little bit early and my youngest didn't want to get out of the car and join in, and that's fine. So she sat in the car and waited. As I say, it was only lasted 5 minutes. But there was a moment we got there before everybody else. My dad turned up and he and my nephew had a little look because my dad hadn't seen the headstone finished. Obviously, his dad's been there for 30-odd years. And they'd left a space for Grandma's name, and so Grandma's name was there. So, and I saw my dad wander over there with this tiny little, you know, my nephew is only four.
Yeah.
Just, and it was just this little moment. And I thought, but do you know what? That's the legacy, you know. There's your son and your great-grandson there.
Yeah.
And we've all come to say goodbye to you. You know, that's kind of winning. But bless him.
Well done for getting through it.
You do. It's the last thing you can do for someone, isn't it?
Yeah. Shall we speak to our friend Sadiq?
Yeah, go on.
Good evening, Sadiq.
Can I have your number? Can I have your phone? Or can I have your WhatsApp number? I lost it.
Oh, unlucky, man. I have a rule. I only give my phone number to people once.
Can you give me it again, please? Ian, please, I'm a friend.
What's the rule?
I forgot it, please.
I just said, what was the rule? I literally just said, Sadiq. He's put the phone down. There we go. That's fine. That's fine. It's been one of those shows tonight. One of those.
Should have rung up last night when you were doing anything for the listeners.
Well, it got a little bit. It did. I don't really know where to take the show tonight, dear listener. I don't really know. So there is nothing. There's very. We'll talk about the few stories I've got out of the papers in a minute. I see you've got Chatit's fate.
Yeah.
Floating around, so we can do that. But I don't really have any. Don't worry. I'm not having another breakdown or anything. I'm just having one of those thinking out loud moments where I don't quite know what I want to do with the show, where I want us to, which direction I'd like to kind of aim for. We always aim for a direction, then kind of get knocked off course at various points. I don't quite know where to go. Let's play an advert for one of our colleagues. I hope it's not Matthew. And then, let's do that, and then we'll do something. Here we go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Weekends with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio. Weekends with Penny Smith. Saturday and Sunday morning from 7. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Okie dokie. So, 03444991000 is the telephone number. Oh, by the way, my most successful... I did two Twitch streams today. Twitch.tv/Ian Lee. My two most successful streams I've ever done, and I wasn't really playing games. The first one, I was trying to get my Dreamcast set up so I could stream it. It took me an hour and a half. I got it set up so I could stream it. I was playing Virtua Tennis. Some game. Bad alive, it's some game. The second stream, and I was getting 80 to 95 viewers. I had more subscriptions than I've ever had. I had about 10 subscriptions. This was great. It's all, and I think it's partly because I've changed the settings. I've made it all family friendly now. You can put your kids in front of it. It's going to be fine. I spent 20 minutes. It's on Twitch. So it's this website where you stream video games, and you can censor words. So I spent 10 minutes going through the settings, typing in the most offensive, foul-mouthed, racist, homophobic words I could find, so that they would all be blocked. Couple got through. Shite got through. Didn't think of shite or arse. So I'll add those. But it's a family-friendly environment. It's going to be primarily retro games. And the second stream was supposed to be playing Tomb Raider, The Last Revelation or something. But it turns out that game is unplayable. So instead, it was an hour of me trying to work out how to download games and burn them onto CDs, which you can do with the Dreamcast and play them. It sounds illegal. I've got a loophole. So I was doing that. So thank you to everyone who joined me. We're going to be doing more of those, a lot more of those. And here's the fun thing. At some point in the next 2 weeks, I've just bought something from Hong Kong for 65 quid. At some point in the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a live stream of me opening up my Dreamcast, taking the disk drive out taking the CD reader out, putting in a flash drive, and then shed loads of games on a flash card, putting it in and playing it. Playing it. That is coming soon. And you're going to be able, there's going to be a live stream of me taking the Dreamcast apart and removing the CD reader. What could possibly go wrong? It's where the action is. 90 people were watching me today. 90 people. Catherine, are you hot?
No.
Okay. Don't say anything then. We're waiting. I'm waiting for Catherine to get hot.
I'm getting warmer.
Okay. She's warming up. So thank you everyone that came and joined that stream today. Twitch.tv/IanLee. If you want to come, you can join. If you've got Amazon Prime, you can link your Amazon Prime with your Twitch for free. You can subscribe to me every month for free. I get a few quid and it'll go towards more outrageous games for the Dreamcast and retro games. Guys, we're going to do something very, very special. Was it a 5-minute frenzy?
It's a 5-minute flurry, my friend.
5-minute flurry. Membership cards. You want them? You got 5 minutes starting in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, a 5, a 4, a 3, a 2, a 1, 0344-499-1000. Calls straight to air. For the next 5 minutes, you can phone up, give us an interesting fact, and claim your membership card. Big stars have got these cards. Annie has got card number 3, and she was in the Han Solo movie. Tomorrow, I'm meeting Mr. Shane Ritchie. Me and my boys are meeting Mr. Shane Ritchie. Mr. Shane Ritchie's getting a membership card. If you want one, they're owned by celebrities. You can get one now. All you have to do is call 0344-499-1000. That's the telephone number. Call. We need an interesting fact. Give us an interesting fact and you will get a unique membership card signed by myself and Catherine with a number on. Oh, by the way, it's only 4 minutes now. By the way, that piece of trash that's selling it on eBay for £10,000, have you got the balls to call in? Have you got the balls to call in, you piece of trash? I want to talk to you. Okay, the lines have gone mental. So let's go to, pick a line at random, Catherine, between 1 and 10.
Line 9.
Let's go to line 9. Line 9, you're live on Talk Radio.
Hi there. My interesting fact for you is, did you know that 3% of the polar ice pack is penguin poo?
Is but 3% of a polar iceberg is penguin poo?
She said ice pack.
No, penguin pee.
Penguin pee. That is fantastic. Yeah. That's an interesting fact. What is your name?
My name is June.
Then what number is June, Catherine?
31.
31, June. Stay there. You're going to speak to Sam. He's going to take your name and number and your address, not your number, your address, and he is going to, we're going to send you that out. Let's go to line 7. Good evening, line 7.
Hello, is that Ian?
Yes, it is, Line 7. You're live on the wireless. Would you like a membership card?
I would love a membership card, please.
We need an interesting fact from you.
Right, an interesting fact is you should never have bought Sims 4. You should have gone with Sims 3.
I don't get the Sims. My boy was playing it. I don't get it. Why should I have got Sims 3 and not Sims 4?
Sims 3, you can do a lot more in the world. You don't have to keep loading screens to go somewhere else.
All right, yes.
So that's a big bonus.
Yes.
And you can travel to different countries, China, France.
Right, now she tells me. What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, you are number 30.
Two.
Lisa, stay there. You're going to talk to Sam. He's going to take your name and address, and we're going to send this out. There's only 2 minutes left, guys, of the 5-minute flurry. 0344-499-1000. June has gone. That leaves a line free. Let's go. Pick a line between 1 and 10.
4.
Number 4. Line 4. You're on the wireless.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Katrin.
Hello.
Hello, line 4.
My interesting fact is Hercules calling, and my interesting fact is wine originated from Georgia 9,000 years ago.
Wine?
Wine, yes.
Came from Georgia 9,000 years ago?
Yes, that's correct.
That, I love it. I'm having it. I don't know if this is true or not,
don't
but it's
care.
An interesting fact. Hercules, fantastic. What number is Hercules?
33.
You're 33, Hercules. Stay on the line. You'll speak to Sam. He'll take your address. We'll get it sent out to you next week. Let's go to line number 6. Good evening, line 6.
Good evening, Ian.
Turn your radio off. There are only 65 seconds left.
It's up. It's off.
Right. What's your interesting fact?
I'm having a bionic eye in Moorfields Hospital in London.
You're having a what?
A chip put in my eye.
Doing what? Speak clearly, man. You're blind.
Putting a chip in my eye.
Well, why don't you put a fish finger in your eye? What good is that going to do? Ooh, never heard that laugh. Are they going to cure your blindness?
That's what they're going to try.
Shut the front door. Really?
Honestly. Yeah, Moorfield, it's in London.
I know where Moorfields is, mate.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
I was supposed to go there last year, but it's this new chip.
Okay, so they're going to put a chip in your eye and they're going to cure your blindness.
Troy, it just sends a signal to your optic nerve or something.
Okay, now you're just saying words. All right, do you know what? We are going to have that. Catherine, what number is Manny?
Manny is number 34.
Manny, stay there. Stay there.
9.
What are you doing?
7.
You're going to give your details to Sam. He is going to take your address and we're going to send you on next week. Let's go to line 9. Line 9. We're out of time. Hello. We're out of time, line 9. The five minutes is up. Who is this caller?
It's Julie.
Julie, I am so sorry. Manny was banging on about you know how blind people do. He was just banging on about it. We know you're blind, man. Get over it. We have. And he I'm afraid because of his tedious.
Honestly, that Manny. Jeez.
The tedious story. Manny, oh Manny. You do not get one this time, Julie, but we will be doing more 5-minute flurries over the coming years. So make sure you keep listening.
Perfect.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. There we go. Here's the thing. I'm glad she didn't get one. She hasn't phoned us for about 2 years. She hasn't phoned us for about 2 years. Oh, she'll text and tweet Martin Kellner when Kellner's on. I listen on the way home. Oh, Martin, I haven't phoned us for 2 years. Until there's a sniff of a freebie.
Oh, yeah.
Until there's a sniff. That's it. It's over. The 5-minute frenzy is over. 0344 499 1000 if you want to give us a call. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.